Hi, this is Merity Duddleston. During a break in a midweek orchestra rehearsal, Jeff Curnow spoke with me about his cartooning past and present and some family influences.
Classical music has a reputation for being kind of serious. And are you trying to lighten it up, or are you just sort of naturally funny?
That's a really good question. I would say a little bit of both, I guess. My purpose isn't to lighten up classical music. I just think these funny things, and I draw them as a hobby, and it's kind of taken off. Yeah, I have a lot of time on stage where I'm counting measures of rest, thinking about cartoons. The trumpets don't have a lot to do all the time. In fact, last week we did Shostakovich 5, and I sit out an entire movement, which is about 15 minutes. So I came up with a nice couple of cartoons.
Well, that's interesting, because one of the questions I actually had is, now that you're kind of going to be on a schedule a little bit, do these things come to you in flashes? Do you have a list? How do you do this?
I don't know. I mean, there's really no science to it. Sometimes I'll get a suggestion, and then I'll pace around the house for a day or a couple hours and just think, how can I make this funny? And to me, it's a challenge. It's kind of like solving a puzzle. And if I can, I take the most difficult situations, and like, I want to do something funny about Mozart. Okay, how do I do that? And I just walk around the house until I come up with something that's hopefully funny.
So then sometimes you're challenging yourself to kind of put a humor spin on what might be a difficult subject, and then other times it just comes to you as you're watching or waiting?
Yeah, sometimes I'll be sitting on stage and something will come to me. Sometimes one of my colleagues will mention something that I'll think is hysterical or I can see as a good cartoon. And I have, I'll have my cell phone with me and I'll just plug in the idea. If it sticks, if I still think it's funny after a day or two, then I'll start drawing it. But then you have to see the drawing in your head. It's really tricky. You have to, it's like kind of like shooting a movie. You've got to see the scene in your head and to see if it's actually going to work. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But I try to make it work if it's a really funny bit.
Do you test these out with, I don't know, family members or others close to you, or do you just kind of know when you've hit on the right thing?
It's different for every cartoon. Sometimes it's just so obvious. Yeah, that's funny. I'll stick it up on my Facebook page, and I'll get confirmation of that fairly quickly. Sometimes I'll ask my wife, I'll say, does this make sense to you? I mean, is this a funny premise, or do you get the joke? And even my kids, I'll ask them. And they'll either say, no, or my wife will say, well, I don't, it's kind of, and then I'll either rework it or scrap it.
Well, I saw the video of you where your daughter is 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 reading jokes, and you start by saying, try not to make me laugh, or I'm not going to laugh.
Right.
Yeah. So, right. They must be good sounding boards in a way.
She is really into that. She's really into jokes. She gets joke books. And she likes to make people laugh, and I try to put them in videos as much as possible. But we're so busy, and it's just so crazy at our house at this point. But this one, I thought, this might be funny. These are really bad jokes, and if I don't laugh at these bad jokes, it'll kind of make them even funnier. And it was hard to get through it. It really was, because she's so funny with her delivery, and it's just, she's great to have around. And she's a cartoonist. She cartoons. She handed me one today. She draws the panels, and she's a big cartooning fan. So I'm happy about that. I think that's great.
Your father, your uncle, your grandfather all played the trumpet.
Right.
And you kind of followed in their footsteps. Did they also have this kind of approach to things? I mean, were they funny too? Did you get it from them at all?
Yeah, Dad's pretty funny. Grandpa, his dad was very funny, and Dad always had a great joke, And usually they were all musical based, just because it's like the old how do you get to Carnegie Hall practice man practice kind of thing. And he'd come up with a really funny joke, and And sometimes, actually, I'd try to cartoon them. If he told me a really funny joke, I'd try to put him in a cartoon. But yeah, we were all trumpet players, and I started on a trumpet that my grandfather started on, and it's still around. It's an Olds Ambassador, and it's my dad had it redone, refurbished. So it's sitting somewhere. I think it's at his place. Yeah, it's a lot of music in my family, a lot of musicians.
Did you take drawing lessons? Did you just do this yourself? I mean, it seems like you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, it fascinated me from when I was a kid. And even if someone handed me a coloring book, I wouldn't color. I would add to the picture. So I'd take a black crayon and I'd either draw a mustache on a guy I was supposed to color, a cowboy or something, or put an extra horse in there, or a guy with a gun, you know, standing behind him. That was more interesting to me than staying in the lines with the crayons. And it was something that came easy to me, and it was in occupied time. And I had a couple cousins who were good cartoonists, who were very good artists, and we'd all get together and create comic books and have a great time. It was fun, but drawing was a big part of that. It was a big part of my growing up.
And now that you're going to be doing this on a regular basis, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think I'm doing a couple a month. I think this is great, just simply because it gives me a little more exposure, which is fantastic. But also, it's just a challenge. I feel like I'm still developing. I'm still developing my style. I'm still developing the writing aspect of it, which is really difficult. How to boil it down to a couple simple sentences that people can read quickly with a simple line that makes it funny fast. You have to do it a lot to get good at it. And this is a great way to practice that, as well as, you know, like I said, get the exposure to a whole new audience other than what's on my Facebook page or, you know, what I can put in the International Trumpet Guild magazine.
It seems like it will be really fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because it's in order to make a cartoon, you have to think funny. And when you're thinking funny, you're generally having a pretty good time. You know, it's got to be funny, and funny things have to come to your mind. So if you're laughing at it, then other people will probably laugh at it. I always thought that way about people who worked on Saturday Night Live or Seinfeld or TV shows where, you know, you have to laugh for a living. It's got to be funny. And I know it's stressful and, you know, shooting a weekly TV show or writing for a TV show, but it's got to be pretty cool when you're doing something that's making you laugh. I think that's really terrific. And if I can make other people laugh too, that's great.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.